Hey there, fearless femmes. This is Jessica Lane, your daily dose of motivation, here to remind you that life's too short to let fear run the show. Ever wake up feeling like that knot in your stomach just won't loosen? Like anxiety has a grip on you tighter than your favorite pair of jeans after Thanksgiving dinner? Trust me, I get it. We all have those moments where fear tries to hijack our happiness. But guess what? Today, we're turning the tables. We're gonna talk about how to loosen that grip, ditch the fear, and step into your power with confidence. Ready for 5 powerful takeaways to banish those anxious vibes? Buckle up, because this is going to be good. First things first, remember that fear is a liar. It whispers doubts in your ear, making mountains out of molehills. But here's the secret. Fear thrives on what you don't know. The more you learn about something, the less scary it becomes. So, when anxiety starts creeping in, ask yourself, what am I afraid of? And then, do some research. Knowledge is power, my friends. Next up, embrace imperfection. You don't have to be perfect to be amazing. In fact, striving for perfection is a recipe for stress and disappointment. Remember that super relatable scene in Miss Congeniality, where Sandra Bullock's character hilariously fumbles through the talent portion? That's okay. It's those imperfections, those little stumbles, that make us human. So go ahead, embrace your quirks, laugh at your mistakes, and don't be afraid to show up as your authentic self. Speaking of authenticity, let's talk about comparison. Social media can be a breeding ground for comparing ourselves to others. You see perfectly curated lives, picture perfect vacations, and seemingly effortless success, and it's easy to feel inadequate. But remember, those are just snapshots, highlights reels designed to impress. Don't fall into the trap of comparing your behind-the-scenes to someone else's carefully crafted front stage. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that everyone's path is unique. Now, let's get practical. How do you actually deal with those anxious feelings when they pop up? Try grounding techniques. Focus on your senses. What can you see, hear, smell, touch, taste? This helps bring you back to the present moment and away from spiraling thoughts. Deep breathing exercises are also your best friend. Count your breaths, slowly inhale, hold it for a few seconds, then exhale. Repeat until you feel calmer. Finally, remember that asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. If anxiety is taking over your life, don't hesitate to reach out to a trusted friend, family member, or professional therapist. You deserve support, and there are people who want to help you navigate those challenging feelings. Okay, let me tell you about Sarah. Sarah was planning this big presentation at work, and she was absolutely riddled with anxiety. She'd practiced over and over, but every time she thought about it, her heart raced, and she felt like she was going to throw up. She tried all those grounding techniques, deep breaths, counting her blessings, even visualizing herself acing the presentation, but nothing seemed to work. Finally, Sarah realized she needed help. She talked to a friend who had gone through something similar, and they gave her some really helpful tips on managing her presentation anxiety. They helped her break down the presentation into smaller chunks, practice in front of a supportive audience, and focus on delivering value rather than perfection. Sarah still felt nervous, but she was prepared and confident. She rocked that presentation. Remember, Sarah's story is a reminder that you don't have to go through this alone. Sometimes, all it takes is a little support to overcome those fears and anxieties. So, fearless femmes, remember these key takeaways. Face your fear head-on, embrace your imperfections, ditch the comparison game, practice grounding techniques, and don't be afraid to ask for help. You are stronger than you think. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to let go of fear and anxiety? Share it with me in the comments below or tag me on social media at Fearless Femme Podcast. And remember, keep shining bright, my loves. We've got this. See ya tomorrow for another dose of daily motivation.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.